That's Raven from one of their handful of performances. John Cipollino on lead guitar along with Greg Douglas. And the piano player on that is Jim McPherson, who is a singer and songwriter on the song I played prior to that, the Christian Rapids song. He was in that. McPherson was just one of those all-around great guys. He played with Copperhead, Cipollino's other band after Quicksilver, and he stepped in for Nicky Hopkins in Raven. Nicky Hopkins was meant to be the piano player, but apparently was otherwise engaged when they actually got out to play live. And if you blinked, you missed them. And I didn't blink. I saw that and actually recorded that little bit of thing you just heard there. I recorded on my faithful Sony 152 SD, and it was released finally on a Terrascope CD. They used to put out a magazine, the Ptolemaic Terrascope, and each magazine came with a CD, and this one was called The Pop Machine Turns You On, and that was Raven doing Unvicious Circle. Squeaking past 4 o'clock, because I know no limits of time or space, but that means I have to do stuff. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators, K2246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, serving Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming all over at KGLT.net on our new streaming app. And people are checking in, they're listening around, so that's good. If I turn it up loud enough, play enough loud songs, people can hear it pretty far away. I'm sure of that. And around here, people hear it and support us, including Montana Aleworks. Dining room is now open with strong sanitation measures in place and also offering curbside pickup, serving regional microbrews, locally sourced food, natural Montana burgers, and genuine hospitality, located downtown on East Main Street and open daily at 4 p.m. And Denny Mano Honda in Bozeman, featuring the all-new environmentally friendly Honda CR-V Hybrid. More information at DennyManoHonda.com. So continuing that Bay Area theme, I sort of ran out of time, and I'm going to play a few more favorites. This is a Quicksilver, early version of a Quicksilver song.
Thank you. If your head's bent round, try to see the ground if you can. Well, my busy eyes missed her path through the air as she ran. My sensory mind is too old to cry, not ready to live and too strange to die. So stop your doubt, push the world on by with your hat. Takes time to love and open minds to love, and who's got time on their hands? Well, now life can be hard when you're holding a card in some electronic hand. You wander around from place to place, disappear without a trace, and someone else will take your place in life.
take your head in hand and make your own demands. All your crystallized on a shelf. The freeway's concrete way won't show where to run or how to go. Run it back, you'll go down slow in the air.
Finishing up with Hot Tuna from the 1969 live album called Before We Were Them, covering Jefferson Airplane, Star Trek, another song from Crown of Creation. We heard Jefferson Airplane right before that from Crown of Creation doing the title track, and that album still stands up pretty well for me. I think all of them do. There's a debate about that, where the cutoff point for Airplane is, and some people think it's Baxter's, but no, I think even the last couple, Long John Silver and Bark, that's what it's called, each have a couple of good songs on them, and nothing terrible on them. They just weren't quite stand up. They made a big mistake changing out drummers, too. I'm going to argue that. Losing Spencer Dryden really cut into their musical abilities. They wanted a heavy metal drummer, or hard rock drummer, actually, had been what they'd been thinking at the time, and got what's his name? Can't think of it because he bugs me so much. Start off with Quicksilver from a CD that came out years ago called Lost Gold and Silver. There's an alternate version of Acapulco Gold and Silver, and it's they recorded that first album three times. And that's one of the early versions. It has harpsichord on, real short version. Really nice, too. Country Joe from a very late album of theirs, maybe the last Country Joe on the Fish album before the reunion. The album's called CJ Fish. You heard She's a Bird. And that's an album I avoided for, well, it must have come out about 1970. And I got it in the last year, so 50 years? Yeah, something like that. I avoided it because of a really terrible-looking cover and just seemed suspect, and somebody said, no, Ron, you need to listen to it, and yes, that song was really nice. Barry Melton still can play. The whole album isn't great, but it's not terrible, just a little past their prime. First couple are the ones you want to listen to for Country Joe and the Fish, and after that, it's a hit and miss, but there's some live things around you need. It's never easy if you're a collector. There's always one more thing. 4:25. It's Friday afternoon. Getting through this month pretty quickly. Big excitement last week. I woke up. I haven't been sleeping, which is a weird thing. Sleep and me are sometimes strangers. And I've been sleep. I'd go to bed any time of the early evening. Sleep for an hour, then I'm wide awake for 6 hours. And on Tuesday, I was determined not to sleep till noon, and I jumped out of bed at 10 and looked at my phone, and there's an email saying there's a vaccination sign up. And I jumped up and got online, and I got a slot. And an hour and a half later, I was injected, just like that. And I know it's not been easy for everybody. I've watched frustrations with the websites this last week, but it's happening. More and more people are getting in the line and getting taken care of, and I was pretty psyched. I actually had a wave of emotion, and my next follow-up is booked on the 30th, and then 2 weeks out after that, I can feel a little better. I'm not going to put my mask away. I don't trust people out there, and that 5% failure rate is always a risk, but there's a lot of people out there. We walked downtown yesterday, and people on Main Street were flaunting the caution at their own risk, because I know they didn't get vaccinated because they're younger, way younger than me. So there you go. Responsibility is the key word right now. And it's that close. I can taste that cheeseburger. I know I'm going to, 5 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, I'm going to sit down and have a cheeseburger in a restaurant. Can't wait. So there's probably things I need to tell you, so let me try to get organized then.
Prehistoric marine creatures are the focus of Savage Ancient Seas, on display at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman through May 2nd. The exhibit features more than 30 casts and fossils from sea creatures that lived in North America as far back as 70 million years ago. Highlights include a 45-foot Bunker Tylosaurus, an Archelon, one of the largest sea turtles to have lived, and the X-fish, with a body length exceeding 20 feet. Many specimens are showing in Montana for the first time. COVID-19 restrictions apply and masks are required with limited daily admissions. More information about the exhibit and visitation policies are online at museumoftherockies.org.
And from personal experience, I can recommend getting out of the house and going to the museum. They do limit the entry, and people are very respectful when we went. And that one's, this new exhibit sounds really fantastic, so I'm going to find a time to slip in and enjoy that. This 4 o'clock hour on Friday afternoons is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. What's today? Friday. So Wednesday I went out. I had to mail a package and stopped in at Kelso's record store. Just to say hi, mostly. But I noticed he had some singles, some new singles. His singles bin was full and expanded. And that always gets the pulse racing. And I pulled out about a dozen gems. And I'm going to play a few of them today. And next time around, I'll play some more because they're all good. And it's always exciting for me because singles are a unique sort of delivery system. And they have a certain immediate satisfaction. And I know people hate singles. I see people all the time saying, well, I can't get up every 3 minutes and change the song. Well, it's important. It makes that song very important that you pick up the single, play it, flip it over, play the other side, and consider it. You know, it's not streaming where it's a background passive listening. It's active listening. And you guys benefit from my finds. This was a cool one. This was a double EP by the folk singer Josh White. And I don't think I have anything in my collection by him. So this is a good start.
Morning, I was feeling mighty bad. My baby said good morning. Hell, it made me mad because I was evil, evil-hearted me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. Well, she even cooked my breakfast and she brought it to my bed. I took a sip of coffee and threw the cup at her head because I was evil, evil-hearted me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. Well, I'm so out to the devil, trouble is all I crave. I'd rather see you dead and laying in your grave. You know how evil, evil-hearted me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. Now I don't even care if it rains from now on, and the gal I loved had never been born, because I'm evil, evil-hearted me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. Well, I don't even care if my baby leaves me flat. I've got 411 mothers. If it comes to that, you know I'm evil, evil-hearted me.
I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. I'm gonna sing this verse, and I ain't gonna sing no more. Now ain't you happy? Great God Almighty, sing this verse, ain't gonna sing no more. Kick your husband out of bed, put him right down. Where? On the floor.
That's an awful place to be.
Remind me of a midnight dream. That unseen eye remind me of a midnight dream. It remind me of somebody I have never seen. Boys, you better be careful about what you say or do. Better be careful, boys, about what you say or do. That unseen eye just keep on watching you. We'll be right back.
alive. Had something in my pocket. Keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man. Made 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man. I spell M.
Killer. That's one of the new singles. Guy named Bobby Comstock, a fab guitar player, and that's produced by the production team of Feldman, Goldstein, and Gotterher, who you'd say who, but they're the guys who did I Want Candy and several other great things like that. What's that, Carolyn, yeah, all that stuff. Great punky production. They have Flip Side of the Total Garage Song too. And I looked the guy up and I ended up found a copy of his 1965 album, cheap, in really good shape. So I'm set. Start off with Josh White. He did Evil Hearted Man from the Ballads and Blues EP, Volume 1. Cinema Williamson, original 45, Unseeing Eye. Pretty sure I picked that up when I was in New Orleans. I had to have a Sonny Boy single in my collection, even though it's sort of beat. Still sounds great. Elmer James, Homesick James, doing I Can't Afford to Do It. That's another one of those singles I picked up. And I've never seen a Homesick James single before. And that's a nice condition and great song. Homesick's cousin, Elmore, doing Done Somebody Wrong, a song you know from Allman Brothers and Yardbirds before that. The Yardbirds called it Ain't Done Wrong and probably took credit for it. Great song. And the Yardbirds themselves, turning Scratch My Back around into Rock My Mind. Great Jeff Beck guitar on that. And finishing up with Bobby Comstock. 4:48. I've got some stuff I want to play here. I think I'll make it. So quick stop. Somebody called and said that they were surprised about the new streaming platform, but got it sorted out. And just a reminder, if you haven't tuned in for a while and having trouble, go to the website and it'll walk you through it direct from the website. I think it works, and there's a new app. We have our own app now, so we're moving into the future. Can't beat that. I just want to continue because I've got some stuff I've been wanting to play. For Christmas, I got a late Christmas present, a huge, and I mean huge, John Mayall box set. 38 CDs, two big books, posters. I'm a big John Mayall fan, and this was a nice thing. He was here, I don't know, what, 8 or 10 years ago? And I went and talked to him and gave him a recording I had done at the Fillmore of his band on a tour he did with a guy named Duster Bennett playing guitar and singing, one-man band guy. And John Mayall just sort of tossed it in the box. I said, no, wait a minute, that's a good recording. You might want to check it out. And we talked for a minute, but he only lit up when I mentioned I'd seen him in 68. Well, his box set has nine live discs, and one of them is 1970 Fillmore West that I recorded. Of course, they don't give credit to any of the live recording sources, even though they knew it. Fair enough. It sounds really good. I'm not going to play that because I want to play something a little different. This one you might know. Anyway, if you're a big John Mayall fan and have the bucks, this is his complete Decca and Polydor years, plus, like I said, several great live recordings with Peter Green and Mick Taylor and Eric Clapton and stuff. Can't beat it.
No reply, I've rung your number day and night. Wonder why nothing seems to come out right. No reply, I wonder why. Signify, don't you lie. I don't want to wait to know the scene. Just a mystery. No reply, so I sigh. Guess I'll have to wait to try again.
trying to do to me.
Win, win, win. You can bet on stew ball like you might win.